Well, good morning to you. We are starting segment three of what will be a 14-hour-long broadcast from the Crest Cars Event Center in Frisco, Texas. This is the 24th annual Normathon, the CrestCars.com Normathon. And we begin it as we have begun so many of the Normathons over the past many years by bringing onto the Diamond Factory Hotline my friend of many, many, many years. Good morning to Ashrita Furman. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Norm. Good to hear your voice.
Ashrita, have I ever talked to you when you were having a down moment?
I don't think so, no. Well, I mean, just hearing your voice, you know, makes me happy.
And hearing yours makes me happy, buddy.
Okay. Now,
let me tell you about Ashrita Furman. He's now 70 years old. He's had an incredible life. He's seen, well, almost all of the world. He began setting Guinness World Book of Records in 1979 by doing, this is going to cause you pain just to hear this, 27,000 jumping jacks. To date, Ashrita Furman has set more than 600 Guinness World Book of Records. He still holds more than 200. He's set records on every continent. Let me just give you some of the things Ashrita has set records in. Hopscotch, clapping, space hopping, milk bottle balancing, fireman's lift, pool cue balancing, time standing on a Swiss ball, underwater pogo sticking, somersaulting, glass balancing, sack racing, joggling, samurai sword slicing, egg balancing, hula hooping, land rowing, and catching grapes in your mouth.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Hasn't it, though? Let's see. Ashrita has set records at the pyramids, at Stonehenge, in the Australian desert, the Eiffel Tower, on the Great Wall of China, Angkor Wat, Kelly Tarleton's Antarctic encounter, and he manages his own health store in Queens. Ashrita, how's life for you, bud?
Yeah, everything is really good. I am working full-time in my health food store. I really like it. And I'm still training. I haven't done a record in a little while, but I'm on my pogo stick. I'm on the Swiss ball. And, yeah, it's you know, it's all about self-transcendence. You know, I meditate. I study meditation with Sri Chinmoy. And I believe that, you know, we all have this, you know, like inherent capacity that most of the time is not being used. And so, you know, I really believe in trying to inspire other people and inspiring myself. You know, don't know, I was just thinking, you know, about the records, and I realized, you know, I love animals, and I've done a bunch of records, you know, with animals. And it's sort of, because I love animals so much, it was kind of like an excuse, you know, sort of to train, you know, with animals in exotic places. Because, you know, I did end up traveling to about 100 countries around the world. And I was just thinking, like, I did a record on top of the back of an elephant in Thailand. You know, it was the most squat thrusts in a minute.
The back of an elephant?
Yeah. The elephant barely felt it. It was a big female elephant. And we built, like, a little wooden platform that we strapped onto his back, to her back. And I managed to break the record at the time. For most squat thrusts in a minute, you know, being on the back of an elephant, it's not part of the record, but it just makes it, it was more exciting because I got to, you know, be with an elephant, you know, close up, you know, quite a few training sessions.
Is there a record you wish you'd held but didn't or don't?
I'm trying to think. I mean, you know, most of the ones that I really cared about, I was able to break. You know, sometimes it took, you know, longer than other records, but right off the bat, top of my head, I can't think of it. Because you just keep working at it and working at it, and you can eventually get there.
Ashrita, in all your travels, have you ever felt you were in danger at any point?
Yeah, I mean, couple of times. I mean, the time I was in an aquarium, it was actually in Malaysia where I was juggling underwater in a with sharks.
Wait a minute. Were the sharks? They were in the same tank with you?
Yeah.
Were they friendly?
Well, they're pretty well fed, so I wasn't too worried. But you just never know. I mean, the curator of the aquarium sort of said, back in those days things were a little different, but I convinced him that it would be fine. And he said, all right, look, I'm going to send a couple of divers down there with you. I can't actually guarantee that you won't get attacked, but I'll get you out alive.
Now there's a guarantee.
So it was good. I was doing well. But then, for some reason, a shark actually started approaching me, and I was determined not to drop the balls. It was continuous juggling. At the time, it was more than a half an hour of three balls underwater. I was using scuba equipment. And the shark actually came right by me. I didn't flinch, but he bumped into me and knocked the balls out of my hands. That was scary. I guess the other time was when I skipped, like kids skip. I skipped the last 100 meters of a 5-kilometer skipping record, holding on to the leash of a tiger, with a tiger.
What?
And that was scary. That was a little scary.
I would imagine so. Ashrita, a lot of the things you undertook, I'm certain caused you pain. How do you access the ability to shut out pain?
Yeah, I mean, probably the one that comes to mind the most is probably the most painful. One of the most painful was when I did the forward rolls, along Paul Revere's ride. I did 12 and a quarter miles. And, it got to the point where it was excruciatingly painful. And basically, you just have to detach yourself. When you're training as much as I, did back in those days, when something's actually damaging your body and when something is just painful and you have to go through the pain. And the trick really for me was detaching myself from the pain. I remember during that forward roll record of just at one point starting to chant, I am not the body, I am the soul. Because in the end, we're not the body. Where there's something much deeper. And the things that are happening to your body, they don't permanently affect you. So that's sort of how I got through that one.
That was the forward roll of the 12 and a quarter miles of Paul Revere's route. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the one where I don't want to be terribly indelicate when people are having breakfast, but that's the one you stopped a handful of times to throw.
Oh, yeah, numerous times. Yeah, that's the rule. The unofficial rule has to be continuous forward rolls, but they do allow you to stop to throw up. Yeah.
I'm now 80.
Right,
you're,
really?
You're now 70.
Are
you starting to feel older?
There's no question that you feel older, but it's your spirit that counts. Like you, Norm, you're still doing your Normathon, and I'm so proud of you and I admire you for that. And you keep going, you keep pushing, and it's your spirit. Your spirit is still, 20 years old. So it's your body. Yeah, the body ages, but you sort of deal with it, and you just stay with your spirit.
Ashrita Furman was born Keith Furman, but as a teenager became interested in spirituality. In 1970, became a devout follower of a man that Ashrita's already mentioned, Sri Chinmoy, and he changed his name to Ashrita Furman. Ashrita is translated as protected by God. And I can't imagine that's not so true of you all these years.
I mean, I'm very grateful because I really have been protected, you know. But, you know, we all have it. I always feel like I'm not special. Like we all have this capacity inside of us. We all have the ability to be in touch, you know, with the deepest part of ourselves. And I'm grateful because I've had some pretty close calls, I think, over the years.
Ashrita, I want to finish this morning. I'm going to give you and the audience a quote from Sri Chinmoy.
Okay, nice.
That I saw, and I think it embodies my friend Ashrita Furman. His quote was, "How can your life be satisfied with small realities if your heart has big dreams?"
Wow, very nice.
Very nice. That sort of defines your life, Ashrita.
I think so, but I think it defines your life as well, you know, and we all have to strive towards that. I believe in it. That's great. I appreciate it.
Well, my friend, I have to tell you something. I now have a stepson and his wife living in Queens.
Really?
So
wow.
You're going to see me really
wow.
soon again.
I'm looking forward to it. That's great, Norm.
Hey, God bless you, my friend. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas, and God bless you, Norm. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Ashrita. That is Ashrita Furman. I have to tell you this. He is, you would assume that this person is incredibly athletic. He isn't in the way we think of athletic. But he has incredible focus, incredible hand-eye coordination. And he has a joy about him that's infectious. I remember the first time I went to meet Ashrita Furman. I was doing the NFL draft. That's back in the days when the NFL draft was in New York. So I set up having lunch with Ashrita, and we were going to meet at a place for lunch. And it was a beautiful day, and they had outside tables. So I was sitting outside, and Ashrita was pretty easy to pick out as he approached the restaurant. He was the only one on a pogo stick, which you don't see in New York very often.